allegiance on this day of remembrance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Conklin?
Here.
Crunch?
Here.
Needhammer?
Here.
Page?
Here.
Salomon?
Here.
Quorum present?
Thank you. Moving on to item 3, the consent agenda. The purpose of the consent agenda is to expedite business by grouping non-controversial items together to be dealt with by one commission motion without discussion. Any member of the commission, the staff, or the public may ask that any items on the consent agenda be removed and placed as the last item under new business to receive full discussion. Such requests will be automatically respected. We have three items. Number A, approval of the August 28th City Commission regular meeting minutes as presented. We have item B, the approval of the August 31st Joint City Commission and the DDA work session minutes as presented. And item C, approval to select myself, Mayor Needhammer, as our voting delegate and Mayor Grunch as our alternative for the business meeting at the MML annual convention, and authorize the city clerk and treasurer and or city manager to complete any required paperwork. Is there any items for discussion or looking for a motion?
Move to approve the consent agenda.
I'll second.
Any further discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you. At this time, we'd like to go to hearing citizens' comments on non-agenda items. And please state your name.
Susan Conklin. Good Neighbors Food Pantry is coming up on its 3-year anniversary. So we're here tonight to give an update on what we're doing. And Kathy Anderson is on the board. She's here. And Joanne Park Foley is a key volunteer. And Cindy Grace is also on the board. We're open every Tuesday, and we're serving an average of 57 families per week. And in those families, that represents 222 people, including an average of 71 children and 29 senior citizens. We ask people to visit every other week as opposed to every week, and many do come less often than that. And so in 2018, so far we've served more than 300 unique families. We also serve a lot of food for Thanksgiving meals, and since we serve food for meals for those who aren't served by community Christmas, like people without children, senior citizens, and such. So Good Neighbor strives to provide healthy food to our clients, including fresh fruits and vegetables. From the very beginning in 2015, we set up a program at the Point City Farmers Market where we collect any produce the farmers don't want to take home with them at the end of the Saturday market. And farms are always very generous. We also started a pantry garden in the backyard of the Episcopal Church in 2015. And then St. Matthew's started a garden last year that provides food for several pantries in the area. Both of those gardens produce a lot of produce. We also pick up food from the grain train, family fair, and subway. So we're able to do all this for three main reasons. An incredible group of volunteers, community support in the form of donations, and the Mana Food Project. Before I expand on those three things, I'd like to tell you a little bit about the people we serve. So many of our working age clients have low wage jobs without benefits, and they have trouble making ends meet. Often when we see people for the first time, it's a combination of issues that put them in the position of seeking help. A reduction in hours of work, maybe combined with a major car repair issue or something else. It might just be more than they can handle. And sometimes people just need us for a short time until they get back on their feet. Health is also a big factor. If you have a physical labor type of job, waiting tables, among other things, and you suffer an illness or injury, you just are unable to work and don't have a cushion. So, and then many of our seniors also struggle with illnesses. We don't have many people who claim to be homeless, but sharing homes among relatives and friends is common, and so household sizes are sometimes large due to that, as well as the big families with children. And on the whole, we find our clients to be friendly, respectful, generous, and appreciative. So of those three things I mentioned, I'll start with MANA. We're one of 38 partner agencies with the MANA Food Project, which serves as a food bank in Charlevoix, Emmett, and Antrim counties. They purchase food, discounted food from Feed in America, and offer it to pantries, food pantries at low cost. They also collect food from local stores and businesses and provide that to pantries at no cost. And so that really makes us able to stretch our dollar and buy a lot more food than we would be otherwise able to do. They also provide guidance for us on food safety and other issues. So volunteers. Good Neighbors is blessed with more than 75 dedicated volunteers. We don't have any paid staff, so everything's accomplished by volunteers. We have people who drive a trailer to MANA every Monday to pick up the bulk of our weekly food. They load it up at MANA and then drive back to the pantry and unload it. The trailer belongs to Cortez Flynn Insurance, and they let us use it for free every week. When the trailer arrives at the pantry, there's a crew who unloads it and puts all the food away on the shelves and the refrigerators and in the freezers. On Tuesdays, we have volunteers who assist clients as they shop. Pantry is set up similar to a grocery store, so shoppers are able to choose their items within each category. And then each shopper has a volunteer helper, and this one-on-one connection helps us provide a positive experience. Everyone's treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, and hugs are not uncommon. There are volunteers who shop for food, both at MANA and at grocery stores, to make sure we have enough food for everything on Tuesdays. And our board meets monthly and provides thoughtful leadership and fundraising efforts. And a lot of miscellaneous other things volunteers do. And then last but not least, the financial support. From the very beginning, the community has generously supported our efforts, and we're very grateful for that support. We rely solely on donations and the occasional grant. We don't receive money from any government sources. We're a 501c3 nonprofit, so donations are tax deductible, and we have a low overhead. We're fortunate to be located in the Boyne Area Free Clinics building, and we pay only utilities for that, and we're very thankful to them always. So many businesses, organizations, and individuals have contributed in various ways. Because of this, we can provide food for our neighbors in need. So thank you.
Thank you very much. Just a fantastic program. Is there any questions for our board?
No.
Yeah, well done.
Very well done. Great. I'm just sort of wondering, you know, how much does it take financially to run the pantry on a year-to-year basis?
We bump up close to $50,000, 45.
It's pretty impressive raising that amount each year.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, a lot of that happens during the holidays. Yeah, we're generous at the end of the year, and we have, you know, people that give on a monthly basis, and a couple of small family foundations who support us. So, helps a lot.
Your statistics tied right into the Alice report.
Yes.
It's who we are. It's our community. Any other comments on non-agenda items? Okay, thank you. Correspondence. We have in our packet an invitation to the Michigan Municipal League's inaugural Community Expo on Tuesday, October 23rd. We have a meeting that day, too.
That's correct. I did contact the Michigan Municipal League since this is a recently new event. Apparently they held it something like this way back when. After that communications, they informed me that it was basically for department heads to have some of a similar shopping experience that board and commission members will get at like the convention, plus the sessions it will have.
So we don't need to go to that. Okay.
Correct.
Okay. We also have in our packet Patrice Fry, sent us a very nice thank you note from her visit in June. Nice job, Kelsey. We have a communication from Dan Gilmart from Michigan Municipal League saying that he drove through our fine community earlier this week and was very impressed, and a very nice note speaking well of Wayne City. We have a letter from Mr. Ken Schrader, President of the Boise City School Board, thanking the police department for their efforts and diligence in thorough investigation for the bomb threat last year. So again, schools and police department working very closely together. And we have a ceremony to dedicate the phase two of the Boise City Charlevoix Diamond Motorized Trail next Friday, September 21st at 3:00 at the American Hotel. So, you know, those are pretty good communications. Moving on to city manager's report.
Well, we'll just keep the good times rolling, and they did over the Labor Day weekend with another successful one. Again, supporting great events like the Kiwanis Car Show, the Lions Drag Race, the Triathlon, and Red Fox Regatta. And it's amazing that most people in town would not have even known that we had a major storm earlier in the week that created such devastation, especially around the state road area here. A lot of thanks needs to go to our DPW crew and others for the hard work they did in getting the town cleaned up and functioning so quickly. Our new assessors began work last week and are now here on a weekly basis, which will be on Wednesdays beginning next week. Stroll the Streets wrapped up for the season, with one extra stroll last Friday as part of the statewide Kiwanis convention that was held at Waimea. Yesterday we submitted a $25,000 grant application to Networks Northwest to help complete the Pavilion Doors project. We hope to hear back on that grant fairly quickly. Two contracts that were recently approved by the City Commission began work today. One was Leak Pipeline, which began work on the sewer cleaning and a videoing of sanitary and storm sewer lines around town, who began work this morning. So they'll be here through December. Also, the West Michigan Woodland Water Main Project began in earnest this morning. They were here last week setting up some equipment and starting to fuse some of their water main pipe together, and they are preparing and may have actually begun installing the pipe this afternoon. The transducer that was giving us fits up at the North Point Water Storage Tank came in late yesterday afternoon, and Mark Frolick has been working on getting an electrician here to install that. Until it is installed and operating properly, the water wastewater personnel are continuing to operate the pumps that fill it manually. As we speak, there is a water main break that's taking place and being attended to at the intersection of Jefferson and Poplar Streets in town. Because of that break, about 50 houses may be without water currently, as our crews are trying to shut off the water and isolate the break so they can repair what we believe is a 6-inch water main. Progress continues with the first phase of the marina improvements. You may have noticed the equipment and the cones and the things that have been set out here by the small fountain and out by the lighthouse. Anchorage for the marina expansion will arrive tomorrow, and they will begin installation via a barge. Dock sections may also start arriving as early as tomorrow, and they'll be stored in a vacant slip in the marina until the rest of them arrive next week. This first phase of the project should be completed by September 30th, and that includes the restoration as well, too. Patrick and Barb from our office received the preliminary scores for two DNR grant applications for the Rivermouth bathrooms. They'll be going through both applications to see what areas we might be able to beef up to be able to improve or add information that can boost our overall score for final review. A reminder that Main Street is holding its 15th anniversary celebration tomorrow evening at the Pavilion. The event starts at 5:30 p.m. For those who are attending the dinner and have RSVP for that. And then the entire community is invited to attend at 7 p.m. for dessert. This weekend, the county will be holding their annual local household hazardous waste collection at the Road Commission Garage. That'll be taking place this Friday and Saturday. And reservations are now being accepted by the county, and it's strongly encouraged that you provide those. We do have forms on it downstairs if anybody's interested. I will be out of town attending the International City Management Conference in Baltimore when the commission meets at our next meeting, so I will not be present for that meeting. And we're now accepting applications through October 1st for our Director of Public Works opening. I would like to introduce and welcome back Mike Wiesner, who's in the back row there. Mike, as our interim DPW director, Mike, many of you may recall, was with us once before after Danny Jason's retirement. Mike will be with us until we have a new person on board, which we expect will take place before the end of the year. And I had one more item that I was going to bring up at this point for invite Chief Gaither to speak. He had to respond to a run at this time and was asking that we could hold that until he was able to return. And that's all I have at this point. If you have any questions or like additional information on these or other topics, I'd be glad to try and address them.
I have a quick question on a couple of things, Mike.
Sure. Yeah.
What are they doing up at North Boyne? It's, there was a lot of work going on out there.
You've seen two main things that have been taking place over the last few weeks, and I'm not sure. It might be one of these two, it may be something else. A lot of the old mulch and stuff like that is being screened and filtered into usable black dirt that's available, and also a lot of chipping has been taking place over the last probably a month and a half, 2 months now, where a lot of the large brush and things that we've had been accumulating for quite some period of time are being ground down and then spread out of there. I don't know if it's one of those two things.
I think it's both of them.
Okay.
Yeah, it really looks cleaned up and a lot different than it did a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I mean, we had accumulated some huge piles up there, which was one of the reasons we acquired some of that adjacent property next to us as well, too. So.
And is there a date on the repaving projects that we were going to do this fall?
Well, funny that you mentioned that, because Mike and I have been talking about that. Unbeknownst to me, until probably a week or a week and a half ago, there's a large ongoing paving strike. Strike or work stoppage between most of the major paving crews, including Reith Riley, that we hired to do work on like Front Street and some of the other paving projects. That is basically stymieing our efforts to try and set dates for that yet this fall. We're not sure, depending on what happened with that labor situation, if we'll be able to reschedule them for yet this fall or whether we'll need to reschedule them to the spring. So. Mike's working on getting some additional information on that. Once I know some more, I'll share that with the commission. But at this point, we're unable to schedule them. You may recall that we did approve the contracts right. A couple months ago, and then said we're going to handle it after Labor Day. So right. Mike and I have been talking about this for several weeks, and he's trying to track it down. But until they resolve the issue, it's kind of a moving target.
And just the other thing was the creating entrepreneurial communities. It's going to be over in Charlotte.
Yes.
Is there any interest in attending that? As a
matter of fact, we got some more information on that earlier this week. I got a copy of their draft agenda and sent that off to Kelsey, and we're probably going to talk about that at the department meeting tomorrow. We'd probably like to send some people there, but I didn't really want to commit to anything until I saw the agenda. If any of your commissioners are interested, we'd be glad to share the agenda with you folks as well, too.
Thank you. Any other comments? Moving on to reports of officers, boards, and standing committees. In our packets, so that we know what all of our boards are doing, we have the draft minutes from the August 2nd Main Street board meeting. We have the draft minutes from the August 2nd Parks and Rec board meeting. We have the draft minutes from the August 20th Planning Board meeting, and the draft minutes from the August 23rd Airport Advisory Board meeting. Commissioners, are there any questions on those? Okay. Moving on to old business. Item A is goals process adoption.
Okay, attached for the City Commission's review and consideration are the six goals that were identified at your August 7th work session, revealed at our last meeting on August 28th, and then revised with suggestions offered by Commissioner Solomon. With each item is a draft, a descriptive narrative, which seeks to provide further clarity regarding what is trying to be accomplished. Again, this whole process began in June with a community-wide goal-setting survey tool. It was made available for completion in both the digital and paper forms. As that process, as you recall, continued until early July on the 2nd. After that time, results were tabulated and reported back to the City Commission and the public. On the 16th of July, the public was invited to take place and review the top results and work to help better define them and determine possible ways to address them. All that information was gathered up and again reported back to the City Commission. And at which time the City Commission met on August 7th and developed the TAB 6 goals, which at that time directed staff to attempt to summarize them and then was reported back at our last meeting where they were discussed and the suggestions made. The Commission appeared to be comfortable with the revisions that were offered by Commissioner Solomon. Those changes were subsequently reviewed by staff and received no further suggestions. After further review and discussion by the City Commission tonight, you may wish to adopt them as presented or with any further changes that you might come across or desire. The next step for us would be a joint Board and Commission meeting to review it and then begin plans to move the goals forward. As noted on the attached sheet that has the goals, we have on our calendar that meeting should Boards and Commission should take place next week. With the Michigan Municipal League Conference making only Monday and Tuesday viable options, and now it appears that Tuesday may not be a viable option, I would suggest that we look at moving the meeting to either the first or third week of October. I believe doing so would allow us to get the goals in the hands of our Board and Commission members with some advance notice versus doing it next week, for a period of time over which they could begin to consider ideas and suggestions on how to move them forward that we can then discuss when we do meet. I basically think it would make whatever meeting that we have more productive. So the recommendation is that the City Commission review the revised goals, make any changes that you feel appropriate, consider them for adoption, and then we should determine the preferred timeline for holding the joint Board and Commission meeting regarding the reference goals. It's my comments, and I'll put the goals up here on the screen, and they are all available on the city's website as well.
Thank you. At this point, we would like any comments from staff or department heads. Yes, Scott.
I think moving that review of that off until October is a good idea. I know the Planning Commission opportunity to review that, think about it, and come back with some maybe thought-out suggestions or opportunities to monitor.
Thank you. Anyone else? And any public comments? That's fine.
One of the other factors I was thinking on, specifically with regards to the housing availability topic, is obviously the housing forum was recently held here in this room. And I don't know what the next steps are on that are going to be. There might be some opportunity to get some feedback from that and kind of hopefully coordinate the effort between our goal and whatever that may do as well, too.
That subcommittee is meeting Thursday morning, so we might have some answers for you.
Yeah, it seems like they're going to be fairly soon. Yeah, good.
Yep. Any other comments? Let's go to... Go to Board of Deliberation. Right.
I accept the wisdom of both Scott and Mike that we should wait till the first week of October. But one of the things that I see is that we need to work on is the key initiatives and return on investment when we move forward to any of these projects that will move the process forward to attain the goals. So that's, there's room for more deliberation there and more scrutiny.
Okay, thank you. Dean?
I don't think we had no comments tonight because I think we exhausted everyone in the process so far. So What more can be said, you know? But I think we're on the right track here. I think the two key questions for boards and commissions and our residents and staff is, number one, how do we measure success, which we've talked about before, in 2 years, get to that return on investment and other measures. And the second thing is, what are the specific actions, most important actions, that we want to try to embark on to help meet these goals in the next 2 years? And that seems to be the charge for our boards and commissions and staff, is to help us during our joint meeting and other settings to be able to fill in around our goals with those points. And then we have something to talk about quarterly, you know, when we discuss this. But yeah, we're on the right track. I think I'd advocate for that third week, if we can, of October, if we can pull that up, because that gives more notice and more time for both city staff and others. I know I communicated my time a little limited at the end of that week, but maybe earlier than that, so we're giving a full month to pose that question.
Thank you, Dave. Sally?
Yeah, I think I may toward a little bit more length of time to really the departments and everything get involved in it. So it's definitely leading in the right direction, you know, I think. So, but I would say a little more time would be helpful.
Thank you. You?
Well, back to Dean's point. I think we need some action items that we need to give to the joint boards and commissions, because if you're sitting on a board, and just Ron's comment as well. I mean, Ron has an idea of what he thinks is important. I can't remember exactly the words you chose to describe it, but it's like, what does that mean? Your meaning might be different than my meaning, and it seems like we really need to be more specific, or the boards and commission will look at it and. I think we could show some leadership and have, designate some action items that they can respond to prior to that joint boards and commission meeting, is what I would hope to see. We talked a lot about the capital improvement plan under the taxpayers fund, the financial forecasting and planning, doing all those kinds of things. But I'm not sure other members of boards and commission would know what we meant by be excellent stewards of taxpayer funds. So, I don't know if there's a way a step that we could get action items in, or I'm not sure how this joint boards and commission meeting will take, what the agenda will be like. So that's my fear.
Well, we did, on Dean's recommendations, we did put the verbs in there, which makes it an action item. So you're saying even more specific, you're saying list out some actions.
Well, the first one would be a good one. We've talked about improving a capital improvement plan, being more strategic with that. The whole idea of allocating funds for vehicles, equipment, and all that sort of stuff. So we kind of know a timeline of the financial forecasting and planning, those kinds of things.
Do those come under, here's the goals, and they're pretty broad, and then the next meeting, we I guess I'm asking you, Dean, to comment on his comments. Do we use the goals to formulate action plan?
Yeah, exactly. I appreciate Hugh's point. We added something that we've already thought about and talked about, as we put those down. Sort of like, here's what the board is, some ideas the board is already, and we've already talked about these things in the past. I think if we do that in a way, at least it's still open-ended, so it doesn't give the impression this is the list, but rather a start on it, and then really be able to comment on those things from the perspective of boards, commissions, and staff members, and add to the list or tell us that we're off base. And if we do that, I think that would help push the processes along as well. It doesn't have to be completely open lines. Our piece in at the beginning. I think it will work.
So I guess, yes, Mike?
Then I would make two suggestions, and I'm sorry, apparently we haven't warned everybody out on it yet. I may suggest two things. One, I'm thinking that it'd probably be a good idea to basically, if we're going to try and do something like that, that the commission schedule another work session to discuss that. Possibly individually, you compile and get a list of specific ideas that might fit into each of these topics that we could then meet as a group rather than wait to the meeting and bring them up. So I'm suggesting another city commission work session on Tuesday, October 2nd, and we could either have that during the day or in the evening, just for the city commission, where we'd kind of frame these six topics a little further. If the commission could submit suggestions to us in advance of that, to Cindy and things like that, we can distribute them to all the commissioners so we're not getting hit with them cold at the meeting. I won't be able to participate in that too much because I'll be gone for a little bit of time. But I think we should could be able to pull that off and then schedule the commission, the joint board and commission meeting, with having at least a framework of a start of a discussion topics and possible things to go forward with rather than just leaving it more open-ended. We would have 2 weeks to provide that to the rest of the boards and commissions. They could get the list we have now, know that we're going to try and find a little bit further. And then I would suggest that we have the joint board and commission on Tuesday the 16th in the evening, either at 6 or 7 o'clock, where we can bring this all together. And as both you and Dean were commenting, you have the start of a discussion, at least a framework for it. I don't think we want to necessarily say this is it in stone, but at least it will have a real good starting point for a discussion with everybody.
See, I'm not sure where, when you talk goals and objectives, the goals are the broad-based, and the goals are where we're aiming, and the goals are the inspiration for every board. I don't know if we should get down to the objectives and listing those until we actually just reverse what you said. We meet with everybody first.
That's another option.
And then come back and formulate an action plan or objectives as how to create the goals or achieve the goals. So I think goals in my mind are more broad. So.
Well, again, this is a new process. We're defining it as we go along, that, whichever we think would be the most productive way to go and how we want to gather input from our boards and commissions and or, bring them more deeply into the process.
I guess what I'm saying, I'm very pleased with these six and these are the goals. I'm okay with this. And then we move on from here.
Yeah, I agree with you that these are the goals, but the next step then is to add some action items.
Action items.
We can approve the objectives. Goals, and then we'd be adding action items as we go. And the action items, are something that would, they'd be dynamic. That we hopefully would check stuff on and
check
stuff
exactly.
And we wouldn't need to readopt at all. We're adopting goals and the other that we would be adding to during the work session. That makes sense.
Further discussion? So we have a choice between, or tonight we could tonight make this a formal adoption of these goals, and then move on with the process, which is meeting with our boards and creating from there action items, checklists. So,
well, either two of the options that the commission has discussed would follow after the adoption of these goals. So the recommendation that's before you from staff, from myself, is to adopt the goals and then go on to the joint board and commission meeting. Commissioner Cochran has suggested, possibly having some more firm things in place to have discussions around when we meet with the city, with the joint board and commission. What I hear you saying, Mayor, is that maybe we just have that discussion with them at that time and bring it and create it then and avoid the middle meeting. Again, either way is a viable option.
So commissioners, that's where we're at. So further discussion and or a motion, I don't think we can go wrong with either one. We're going to get to the same place, possibly, hopefully.
I would move that we adopt the goals as they are here and then move forward with the action plans. I like the idea of having a meeting before it comes to an open forum, so to speak, just so that we are in mind.
Yeah, or maybe we get this to all the boards and commissions when they're meeting, and they do the same thing that we're doing. They're setting up their objectives, and then we all come together. I'm just worried, you know, you drop this on somebody at the night of a meeting, and you're not going to, you know, it's not going to be very productive, because people aren't going to know what they're reacting to. We've been through this whole process, but, you know, I support these goals. I'm not talking about the goals. It's just, how do we move this forward a little bit quicker than me? And give people the opportunity to have some real quality discussion, like the Parks and Rec meets tonight. This week, I think, Planning Commission's going to meet. You know, they can do the same sort of thing. And then we can bring all those together.
So we have a motion on the floor to adopt them as they are. Is that right, Sally? Mm-hmm. You further went on and talked about...
That was beyond that.
That was beyond that. Okay. So the motion is to adopt them as is. Right.
Second that.
We have a second. Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Conklin?
Aye.
Grunge?
Aye.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Page?
Aye.
Salomon?
Aye.
Motion carried.
All right. Thank you. Now we have to go to work. We have.
Right. So are we going to provide some framework or structure for staff to implement that?
No, I don't have any further direction from the commission at this point. So yeah, I don't think your work is done here on this topic.
Yeah, yeah. I actually think if we have time, we ought to get together on the second. Yeah. And then if we have goals now, we can then be able to say, you know, we were thinking about, we have talked as a group about some of the specific action items. I think it would be an assistance to our boards and commissions and staff if they knew what we were thinking too. And then we all come together and we're working to the commission meeting.
Is that the direction that we want to give?
I support that, yeah.
If that's a direction that the City Commission wants to go, what would be appropriate would be either one or two motions setting up these further meetings, since one would be potentially a work session and one would be a joint board and commission meeting. So we should have the time frames, because we do want to get these goals as the commission has adopted tonight to all our boards and commissions, and would like them to be able to pencil in on their calendars some dates. And we could, you know, basically say, commission's going to be thinking about these prior to that meeting. We'd like you to talk about some key action steps, you know, talking about return on investments, how do we measure success, these types of topics. So, and the recommendation that I had, we're looking at Tuesday, since that's usually one of our meeting dates. One was October 2nd, at... Again, we can either do that at noon or any time during the day, I believe. I'll go back to my calendar here real quick. For the commission work session, and then the 1 or 2 weeks after that on the 16th, it just keeps our Tuesday meeting date consistent. And it avoids the conflict with Commissioner Solomon that takes place on the 18th. I do have a conflicting meeting at 2:30 on the 2nd, so if we could avoid that, I would appreciate it. The ZBA is scheduled to meet at 5 o'clock on that day as well. So if we want to avoid that, if we want to meet in the morning or something like that, that's currently clear, at least for me. I don't know what everybody else's schedules are, if we want to meet at like 10 or something.
That would work better for me, I would imagine, because that would also.
I may be gone the 2nd. But I could provide my input prior to that. Is it possible to meet before our city commission meeting on the 9th? Or you're not, are you going to be here for that meeting the 9th?
On the 9th of October?
Yeah.
I think that's too close to our meeting with the, if we're trying to get information to the other group, I'm thinking that's getting a little bit tight. Because then we are springing it on.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Last minute type of yeah. thing. I mean, there is also the opportunity if we wanted to do something on the day of Thursday, October 4th. That's another alternate date that we use sometimes. We do have a Main Street Board meeting that morning at 8. That's usually over by 10:30 or so.
Mike, that's the CEC conference and the
oh, that's true.
Yep. MEDC is doing the pro forma trainings.
Yeah.
How about I just provide input on the 2nd, written and that sort of thing? In an item.
Would Monday the 1st work better?
No.
Okay.
Wednesday. 10 a.m. on the 2nd?
Yeah, that
would work.
ultimately these will need to be part of a motion to actually establish them.
And then how about, I can move you to both in one motion?
Yes.
For the 16th, then?
I would recommend that we either meet at our usual time of 7 p.m. or at 6, whichever one people prefer. So that's going to be, I'm thinking that we're going to want that to be an evening meeting because we're going to be incorporating lots of our boards and commission folks who work during the day.
And some boards meet at 6, some boards meet at 5, and we meet at 7. Why don't we hit the middle?
Yeah, 6. All right, I'll make a motion that the City Commission conduct a work session on Tuesday, October 2nd at 10 a.m. to discuss action items for the new adopted goals. And Tuesday, October 16th at 6 p.m. for a joint Boards and Commission meeting to do the same.
I'll second that.
Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Grunge?
Aye.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Page?
Aye.
Salomon?
Aye.
Conklin?
Aye.
Motion carried.
So, are you clear on that?
Yeah.
Okay.
That covers all the bases I need to cover.
At this point, would you like to
move back to our special presentation by Chief Gaither?
Absolutely.
I think if you'd like to recognize him, I think he's ready to go.
Chief?
Thanks, Mayor.
Please take the floor.
Sorry, I ran off for a minute. John? So once again, John McLeod from Classic Instruments held a fundraiser at his event. I wanted him to explain his event, but he held a fundraiser and raised a bunch of money for the police department, and he has a check to present. But John, tell us about that.
Thanks, Chief. Classic Instruments has been blessed. We're a growing company. We now have over 200 dealers in 8 different countries. We recently acquired a couple government contracts and are starting to move in some different fields. We're actually moving in the music industry and also with the boat industry. So we're growing. Our open house has become very important to us as it gives us a chance to open to the public to see what we do, bring our customers in. And the National Street Rat Association, which is a worldwide association, joins us in Appreciation Day for their customers. Also, it's the magazine Street Rodder, which is a worldwide magazine. The head editor is a good friend of mine, and he comes here and covers it, so we get worldwide coverage of what we do. I think it's pretty obvious that my care for the police department has been great, and my wife and I give as much as possible to it. Being blessed that I have lots of friends in the industry, they give donations that we're allowed to raffle and auction off for the police department in support of it. Our entire industry supports the police department, and I'm very blessed to be able to put this together. And by doing that with my all my employees and everything, we're able to raise money for the police department. I feel very strongly that the police department is very taxed as Boyne City grows, which is a wonderful thing, and we have all these wonderful events. Police department continues to get taxed. And so it's just my pleasure to be able to do this and help the police department every way we can. Joe, we're going to make sure to right side fork over the check to Chief Gaither and just say thank you for all you're doing. That. Short runs of 100 or less, or sometimes one. Personal guitars, we just finished one for the bass guitar for Cheap Trick. A lot of musicians are like their music instruments very specialized, and we're able to, with our services, be able to build them for them.
and that business continues to grow as well.
Is that why it's called Classic Instruments?
That's just...
In the plan of Rolling Stone here pretty soon.
If we're lucky, music industry is a growing industry as well. So it's just a fun industry. It's another niche industry like our instrument business. And so the short runs and specialized small companies we're able to work with.
Well, on behalf of the commissioners, we sure appreciate your commitment to Boynton City. And I'm always amazed at the talent, that the niche of world-class talent that you have right here in Boynton City. And we benefit. And we appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, moving on to new business. Item A, C2AE, Construction Engineering Services.
Well, Mark Fowler would probably prefer to be here rather than out of the water main break, but that's where he is right now. So what you have before you is a recommendation to basically authorize C2AE to do the work that they're already doing on the West Michigan Woodland Water Main Extension Project. They're now into the construction phase, and basically we need to follow up with regards to services to have that project inspected. And that's provided on a time and material basis, which we're anticipating would not exceed $19,200. The cost for that work will all be paid for, and we're already budgeted into the special assessment project. So we're basically looking for the City Commission to authorize myself to sign an agreement with C2AE for the construction phase services for the West Michigan Woodland Water Main Extension Project. You have a copy of the agreement in there. I basically told Larry I didn't think he needed to be here.
Any comments from staff and or the public? We'll go to board deliberation. Gene?
Looks great. This is consistent with the budget that was first presented. It sounds like my other question was going to be, is the public project coming along? Would you that in your manager's report?
Thank you. Sally? Okay. You?
I'm good.
I'm good with that.
Okay. All right. Any motion?
I would move that the City Commission authorize the City Manager to sign the agreement with C2AE for the construction phase services for West Michigan Water Main Extension at a cost of $19,200.
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Page?
Aye.
Solomon?
Aye.
Conklin?
Aye.
Grunch?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Thank you. Moving on to go to the order. Commissioners?
I have just one thing. We brought up before about having a discussion about diving off the boardwalk, and I don't know if I'm not following the process correctly, but it hasn't been on the agenda since we talked about it a couple months ago.
Well, I think you brought it up in the last meeting, at the last meeting or something. So yes, it is scheduled to come back for.
Well, that was the second time that we talked about it back in early August, early July or something, and Jeff was going to be gone.
Okay. So. Yeah, we are going to bring it back.
Thanks.
Okay. Anything else, commissioners? Okay. The next regular City Commission meeting is scheduled for September 25th at noon, and at 7:49, I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
And a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.